Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. This week is the start of the Commonwealth Games that are happening here in my hometown, Birmingham. A couple of months ago, I spoke to Libby Clegg, a two-time Olympic gold medal winning Paralympic athlete who's competing at this summer's Games. When I spoke to her, she talked to me about switching sports from athletics to cycling and the incredible people in her life she would like to share her gratitude for. In this clip, Libby talks about the letter of appreciation she would send to her first athletics coach for the impact he had on her life. Your second letter I've asked you to think about is to somebody who is no longer around. So who would that letter be to?
So this letter would be to my first ever guide runner, Lincoln Asquith. And he's not no longer with us. He is still around, but I've just lost touch with him. And he was the first guide runner I ever had. He was an ex-international athlete himself, GB athlete. He was an incredible athlete.
And his name was Lincoln Asquith.
Yes.
That's a name that bequests brilliance on somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, he was just a phenomenal athlete in his own right. And he literally guided me. I mean, he was knocking on like 50 when he was guiding me as well. So he wasn't like a spring chicken, but he could run literally that fast with me. He was literally like running next to me, and like not even out of breath, looking at me, telling me how to run, like what, you know, telling me where we were in the race, what kind of, like how far away we were from the finish line and all these things. And he was just absolutely incredible. And he would be the person I would write a letter to, just because I haven't seen him in such a long time. And he was such a huge part of getting my international career started.
Explain to me exactly what it is to have a guide runner, be a guide runner. Are they talking to you throughout the process?
Yeah, so
While
you're running, yeah, so their job's way harder than mine, because they actually have to talk during it. But, like, it's literally like doing a three-legged race attached at the wrist rather than at the foot. So my guide will communicate with me, so they have to come out the start blocks with me at the same time. They have to sort of tell me where we are at certain points on the track. So like 30 metres, you know, we do something different. So you come out of the acceleration phase into like an upright phase. So it's like different parts of the race, you need to know different things. And for 100 metres, it's pretty straightforward, but for the 200 metres, you're on a bend and there's lots of other things that come into play. So it's a big job. It's a lot of responsibility. You need a lot of trust and your communication has to be really good. So, and then that's just like the running part of it. Then you've got like the personal side of it where, let's face it, if you don't get on with somebody, you do not want to touch them. So you need to get on really well, because you are working with each other in very close contact, and it makes it easier when you get on with someone that you're working physically that close to. It's a job that is very much not really valued, in my opinion. It should be put on a pedestal a lot more than it is, because it's so difficult. It's a team effort, you know. I wouldn't be able to do it without them, and you know, they're completely instrumental in my success. So yeah, I think they're very, you know, the guide runners I've had have been very fortunate, been very humble.
I just looked up Lincoln on Wikipedia and he's from Birmingham, which makes me like him more. And why is it you lost, did he just retire from doing it or?
Yeah, so he retired from guide running. I think he was just sort of felt like he was getting a bit old. And it's, you know, it's then the injuries and things. And then we just sort of lost touch. I'm not great on my phone. He's not great on his phone. And then we've just gradually lost touch over the years. And yeah, I just find it really sad. And he's not on social media or anything either. So he's really difficult to get hold of, as you can imagine.
I mean, he's a 57-year-old man from Birmingham. I'm going to say that that is fairly standard for they're not so much on the social media.
No, but yeah, he's a really special person to me. And, you know, I would really like to reconnect with him just so I can tell him how much I appreciate him. And sometimes I think it's good to tell someone, you know, how much they mean to you.
I agree. So how would you sign off your letter to Lincoln Asquith, the man with the greatest name ever? I'm going to find him in Birmingham and just congratulate him on his excellent name.
I'd just tell him that I'm extremely thankful for starting me on my journey, and he gave me so much valuable advice, and I don't think he'll ever realise how much he means to me. I just appreciate him. I'm very grateful.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to the 2nd of December for the full episode. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.